综合模拟演练二，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. I am going to the museum Sunday afternoon. There is a new exhibition of Indian art. Want to come with me?
I'd love to, but my best friend is getting married on Sunday and I won't miss it for anything.
Text 2.
I hope it'll be fine tomorrow. I'm going boating with Tom.
Oh, I think it will be fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I heard it on the radio. Text 3. Shall we go to the cinema this evening?
Oh, sorry, I'm afraid I can't. I'm seeing my mom off at the airport at 7 o'clock.
Text 4. Li Ming failed to achieve good grades as he had expected in the test.
What a pity.He had made good preparations, but he really should have checked it carefully.
Text 5.
I wonder if Mrs. Fisher has any family. Her room is always quiet.
Actually, she is a mother of three.Her children all live abroad. That's why the nurses are taking care of her.
Second节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后，有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
I've got two tickets for a pop concert this evening. Would you like to go with me?
No, thanks. I'm not interested in pop music at all. I'd rather stay at home and watch the live football match tonight.
Oh, why not? Have you attended such concerts before?
No, I haven't. I really don't like them.
You don't know what you are missing.
What do you mean by that?
They are very exciting and there is a lot of fun.
Really? Who is playing at tonight's concert?
Two world famous musicians. One is from the USA and the other is from China.
Sounds interesting.
What is your plan now?
Well, in that case, I'll go there with you.
I've got two tickets for a pop concert this evening. Would you like to go with me?
No, thanks. I'm not interested in pop music at all. I'd rather stay at home and watch the live football match tonight.
Oh, why not? Have you attended such concerts before?
No, I haven't. I really don't like them.
You don't know what you are missing.
What do you mean by that?
They are very exciting and there is a lot of fun.
Really? Who is playing at tonight's concert?
Two world-famous musicians. One is from the USA and the other is from China.
Sounds interesting.
What is your plan now?
Well, in that case, I'll go there with you. Excuse me, Mrs. White. May I use your bike?
Sure, but why are you so hurried?
My brother fell from a table.
Sorry to hear that. Will your father send him to the hospital?
No, my parents are not at home.
You yourself send him to the hospital by bike.
I can only do this, and his legs hurt so much.
I see. Wait for a moment, please. I'll start my car.
Why? I can do that myself.
You can't carry him on the bike. He'll feel more pain on the bike.
Right. I'm only worried about him. I forgot this point.
You can go home and look after him for a while.
What shall I do then?
Don't have him move his legs.
Thank you very much.
I'll drive you to the nearest hospital.
Excuse me, Mrs. White. May I use your bike?
Sure, but why are you so hurried?
My brother fell from a table.
Sorry to hear that. Will your father send him to the hospital?
No, my parents are not at home.
You yourself send him to the hospital by bike.
I can only do this, and his legs hurt so much.
I see. Wait for a moment, please. I'll start my car.
Why? I can do that myself.
You can't carry him on the bike. He'll feel more pain on the bike.
Right. I'm only worried about him. I forgot this point.
You can go home and look after him for a while.
What shall I do then?
Don't have him move his legs.
Thank you very much.
I'll drive you to the nearest hospital. Have you got the TV programs for tomorrow?
Yes, I have the TV programs for tomorrow here in my hand.
I will be free tomorrow. I'd like to see if there are any good programs for me.
Well, at 7:55 tomorrow morning, there will be Health Club. It teaches you how to keep fit. I think you will like it.
I think I will.
Then at 11:20, it is Culture Today. I don't think you like this program. Then at 14:18, there is Animal Kingdom. It will show monkeys on the Yellow Mountain. You love animals. I think you will enjoy this program.
And then?
Then there is Poems and Paintings at 15:30. I think I will enjoy this program.
But I won't. Are there any TV plays?
Yes, there's one, but it won't begin until 19:30. A Korean film will be shown then. You enjoy Korean films very much. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes. I will watch that film on TV tomorrow evening. Have you got the TV programs for tomorrow?
Yes, I have the TV programs for tomorrow here in my hand.
I will be free tomorrow. I'd like to see if there are any good programs for me.
Well, at 7:55 tomorrow morning, there will be a health club. It teaches you how to keep fit. I think you will like it.
I think I will.
Then at 11:20, it is culture today. I don't think you like this program. Then at 14:18, there is Animal Kingdom. It will show monkeys on the Yellow Mountain. You love animals. I think you will enjoy this program.
And then?
Then there is poems and paintings at 15:30. I think I will enjoy this program.
But I won't. Are there any TV plays?
Yes, there's one, but it won't begin until 19:30. A Korean film will be shown then. You enjoy Korean films very much. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, I will watch that film on TV tomorrow evening.
听第九段材料，回答第13至16题。
Mr. Childress, it's Elaine Dillon calling.
Hi, Elaine. What's up?
I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid I'll have to push our meeting back at least a few hours.
Did something happen at the office?
No, it's something at my daughter's school in Oakland. I'm not sure what's going on. They wouldn't tell me over the phone.
It sounds like you need to get over there as soon as you can.
Yeah, thanks for understanding, Mr. Childress.
Please. Call me Bernard. And don't worry, I'm a father myself, so I know how these things go.
We could reschedule our meeting for this afternoon. The only thing is that I'm not sure how long I'll be at the school.
Don't worry about it. I'm not in a rush. Just give me a call and we can set something up then.
That sounds perfect.
Everything is going to be fine.
Mr. Childress, it's Elaine Dillon calling.
Hi, Elaine. What's up?
I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid I'll have to push our meeting back at least a few hours.
Did something happen at the office?
No, it's something at my daughter's school in Oakland. I'm not sure what's going on. They wouldn't tell me over the phone.
It sounds like you need to get over there as soon as you can.
Yeah, thanks for understanding, Mr. Childress.
Please, call me Bernard. And don't worry, I'm a father myself, so I know how these things go.
We could reschedule our meeting for this afternoon. The only thing is that I'm not sure how long I'll be at the school.
Don't worry about it. I'm not in a rush. Just give me a call and we can set something up then.
That sounds perfect.
Everything is going to be fine.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
The word pub is the short form for public house in Great Britain. It is supposed to be the Englishmen's favorite meeting place where they can get together with friends over a pint of beer and talk about football or horse racing or business. Pubs are usually open from 11 a.m. to midnight. You may notice that the pub is the Englishmen's meeting place. It is not quite respectable for a woman to go into a pub alone. She must have a man to go with her. Perhaps that's partly the reason why pubs depress me. They are intended mainly to provide for male interests. Most Englishmen have their favorite local, where they can escape from the pressures of family life or work, and if they are lucky, they tell their troubles to a pretty bar girl. Indeed, many men dream of retiring from their 9-to-5 jobs and buying a little country pub where they imagine they'll be the host of a 7-night-a-week party.
The word pub is the short form for public house in Great Britain. It is supposed to be the Englishman's favorite meeting place where they can get together with friends over a pint of beer and talk about football or horse racing or business. Pubs are usually open from 11 a.m. to midnight. You may notice that the pub is the Englishman's meeting place. It is not quite respectable for a woman to go into a pub alone. She must have a man to go with her. Perhaps that's partly the reason why pubs depress me. They are intended mainly to provide for male interests. Most Englishmen have their favorite local where they can escape from the pressures of family life or work. And if they are lucky, they tell their troubles to a pretty bar girl. Indeed, many men dream of retiring from their 9-to-5 jobs and buying a little country pub where they imagine they'll be the host of a 7-night-a-week party.